Well, he's on the ground over there in Perth. The weather forecast is getting better and better and better for Sunday at the Origin. They're expecting plenty of rain on Saturday in Perth, but it's getting better for Sunday. Hi, Adam Pengelly.
Hello, TK. Hello, Laurie. How you going, guys?
Yeah, we're going well, mate. Thanks for getting up this morning for us. What's the latest news over there on the ground?
Yeah, the boys had a day off. The Blues had a day off yesterday, Laurie, so it was all quiet on the New South Wales front. They'll have their second last session today and then have their captain's own tomorrow. And as TK mentioned, the weather forecast for Perth here is improving, which is good news. Just got to sort of see how the guys train today. There is some murmurs that they might make a late change to their starting lineup. Potentially Jake Trbojevic will push into the front row and they can start Paul Vaughan off the bench, which would be quite interesting. I think they're trying to get a bit more grunt in that sort of second stint in leading up to half-time and start the second half. As we know, they've only sort of picked two recognised props in their squad at the moment with Paul Vaughan and Daniel Saifidi. So looks like there's a chance that Freddie might sort of split up his front rowers and have one in the first 20 minutes. It'll be a big call to start Saifidi and have Vaughan on the bench, but we'll obviously get some more clarification close to the game time.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I don't mind it. Vaughan coming off the bench. I think if you got young Saifidi, it's probably better for him to start, and then you've got that extra player coming off the bench, and Jake can play front row. He's as good as anyone. What about the last group one of the season on tomorrow in Brisbane, the Tats Tiara?
Yeah, according to the bookmakers, Laurie Godolphin and James Cummings have got an absolute stranglehold on this race. They're the top three in betting with Sabatiano, Kahutakawa and Mortizar. It's a fitting way for James to finish the season. It's really been a breakout season of sorts, you'd have to say, for him in heading up Sheikh Mohammed's Godolphin operation down here in Australia. He's just got his horses racing so well on the big occasions, and these fillies and mares all look pretty well placed. Chris Wall's obviously going to have a pretty strong hand in the race. He chased the Australian record for the most Group 1s in a season, but at this stage it looks like that the Blue Army will be on the march again there at Eagle Farm, and it'll be very hard to hold out in that Tats Tiara.
We were talking about this earlier on. Frankie Dettori riding four winners at Royal Ascot, and the Ascot Gold Cup won by a very, very good horse in Stradivarius.
Yeah, he's an outstanding horse, isn't he, TK? The first horse to defend his crown in the Ascot Gold Cup for over a decade, so it's a massive achievement. And the first thing I thought of when Frankie went on that blitz there last night, riding the first four winners of Royal Ascot, I just kept coming back to the Melbourne Cup. What a great shame it will be if he ended his career without winning a Melbourne Cup. It's just one of the great mysteries how he hasn't won this race down here for so many years of trying. And let's be honest, he's getting closer to the end of his career than the start. And I know it's about luck and trying to find the right horse. And when you see what he did, at Royal Ascot last night, it just reminds you what a high class jockey he is. And it'd be great to see him come down to Melbourne and have another crack at trying to win the race. Just out of that Ascot Gold Cup, guys, across the counter, the Melbourne Cup winner ran pretty well in fourth, it must be said. I don't think Charlie Appleby and James Daughter were too disappointed with his run, but he was just a little bit outclassed by Stradivarius, who is a high class horse.
What's happening with Jeff Lloyd? Is he about to have his final Group 1 ride?
Yeah, he's had a long farewell tour, if we can put it in those terms, Laurie. I think he's flagged his retirement at this stage for the last year. I don't think many people thought he'd ride too much longer than a couple of months after that, but he basically confirmed that this will be his final Group 1 ride in the Tats Tiara. He's going to hang up the saddle next month. So, yeah, he's only got a few months to go before he finally winds down his career, and he's obviously forever going to be remembered as a great jockey, but also the jockey that fought back from that stroke 5 or 6 years ago. And to get back in the saddle and to ride as many winners as he has up there in Queensland is just a remarkable testament to the man himself. And let's hope he can finish his career on the right note in the next few weeks.
Find us a winner, mate.
Yeah, it's going to be a wet Randwick, isn't it, TK?
Yeah.
I think we have to be patient. Race 9, number 9, November Man. I know the filly in the last, their spiritual pursuit has come up with short price favourite. She will be extremely hard to beat. I thought she was good first up. But I just think there's a bit of value in November Man. He's drawn a nice soft gate with Christian Reith on board. His form this campaign has been ultra consistent. I think the 1,000 metres coming back to that trip suits him. So Race 9, number 9, not too hard to remember. November Man, my best value on the program at Randwick there tomorrow.
Origin tip?
I think New South Wales can win, TK. I really do. I know I was hot on Queensland in Game 1, but I just got a feeling that they're really going to aim up there on Sunday. I don't mind the mobile pack. I just got a funny feeling that James Maloney will get them over the line. So New South Wales 1-12 for me.
New South Wales 1-12 with James Maloney. Yeah, well, we're all cheering for Jimmy. Just got to overcome Queensland. That weather forecast is getting better and better and better. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your weekend.